This is Glenn Cole, and you're listening to On the Air. And this morning, we're just kind of having a free-for-all. We're having kind of fun with Family Feud questions. And so far, so good. Let's see, I've asked three questions, and I've had 9 answers. And one of them, we've only had one answer to, and that is, tell me a word that rhymes with election. And if you want to do that, call us at 740-383-9944. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet? And we only have one left on that one. And it's the very bottom one, and I don't think any... I'm going to have to give you that answer at the end of the hour, okay? Because nobody's going to pick that color. All right, and let's see, what's the other... Oh, we have two question or answers left in Name Something You Might See a Commercial For During a Baseball Game. Well, here we got a phone. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Reaction to the election.
Oh, reaction. Yes, that's on there. Very good, Bob. All right, we'll mark that one off. We got, well, now we have two. Very good. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, reaction. Very good. It rhymes with the election, right? All right. Now we're down to 6 answers there. Nobody's ever going to give that color that you expect not to see in a toilet bowl when you go. All right. Two left on the name something you might see during a baseball commercial. Oh, by the way, we are looking for somebody to, if you've got a couple hours tonight, well, it'll be more like 4 hours tonight. We need somebody to go down to Columbus to pick up Kazoo Man. He's going to come up to our 7th anniversary and help us out. And if you can do that, give me a call here at 740-383-9944. I'm going to go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello, you're on the air. Hello. All right, we'll get back to that. Apparently, I'm occasionally hitting the wrong button, I guess. I don't know. If I missed your call, give us a call back. Okay, I've got another. Oh, here it is. Came right back. All right. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
About hello. Correct. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number.
Yes, I'm available.
We will return your call.
Are you still there? Caller? Oh, shoot. For some reason or other, something's going on here with my phones. And now I've got another one. No, it says, all right, let's see if it works. Are you on the air? You are on the air. Hello. Oh, my. Stupid phones. All right. Well, we'll wait for another call. All right. And hopefully, we'll get another call, and that person, well, here, incoming call right now. Okay, let's see if I can get this one. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, collection would rhyme with election.
What was that again? Collection?
Collection.
You're absolutely right. That is not one of the top ones, but there are 4 people agreed with you, all right? Collection.
Okay.
You're an attaboy. Thanks.
Yeah, collection.
Yep. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye. He was absolutely right. Collection. So we're starting to get some of those at the bottom of the list of the rhyming with elections. So, but again, here's the third, 4th question I'm going to ask. This one probably is more for women than men, but there are men that have husbands, so it counts, right? Okay, here's the question. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? A store that only sold husbands. What do you want to have in your husband, all right? Hi. Oh. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about direction?
Direction. Let me look here. Oh, we got a little noise here. Direction is right there. There it is. Thank you. You're right.
Then your other one you want is erection.
Yes, that is correct. I didn't think anybody'd have guts enough to say that.
Well, I probably got guts. It took too long.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, we're down to 1, 2, 3 that rhyme with election. And he got the dirty one. It's not really dirty. It's a scientific fact, right? I see commercials for it all the time. All right, you're on the air. How can we help? You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Boy, we are struggling with this stupid phone. Okay. I'll turn it off and try again. Maybe somebody else will call in. But now that question, I'm going to give you that question again about husbands, all right? If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? And they don't mean with what type of currency. They mean with what quality, right? Well, let's see. I see 2 that I don't have. 3 that I don't have. Maybe 4 that I don't have already. And let's see how many. 4 out of, I fail on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I fail on half of them. So my wife is, I guess she's not very lucky. I'm sorry. Well, she knew that. We had a fight this week, so she's pretty sure of that. Okay. Hope she doesn't mind me telling you that, but we had a little tiff. You ever have tiffs with your selected other? We do it pretty regularly. This one was a bad one, but we're past it. We're past it. You know, they say, if you're having a fight, don't ever go to bed without kissing. Well, we had 2 nights we didn't kiss. So it was pretty bad, yeah. Well, but we're past it, and we'll probably fight about it again. It's something really stupid. But it has to do with money, and that usually is the thing that causes problems. Hey, by the way, we are looking for somebody to run down to Columbus tonight. You'll have to be down there probably by 6 o'clock to pick up Kazoo Man and bring him back to our 7th anniversary party here. Bring him back about 7, 7:15. And then you have to drive him back. So, yeah, it's a long day, but you'll get to meet Kazoo Man and the rest of us who are coming to the 7th anniversary party, and you'll be invited. So you'll get some free drinks, you know, like not alcoholic, but free things like, I don't know, we have punch. All right. So if you can do that, give me a call on the show here, and I will pass your name along, and we'll get a hold of Kazoo Man. Now, if we don't get anybody, I guess he's not going to be able to make it up here. He doesn't have a car. So, and Scott tells me he's hilarious to ride with, so maybe it would be worth the evening. I thought about going down and picking him up with my wife, but I don't think she wants to spend 4 hours driving around. She's kind of shy. I wouldn't mind it, but she's kind of shy. So I'm not going to force her to do that sort of thing. All right. We are looking for answers to a few questions. You're listening to Glenn Coble here on the air, and we're doing something I've never done before. We're doing Family Feud questions, and our questions are the ones that remain. Well, they all remain. One of them has only one answer to it, and you're never going to get it. I guarantee you, you are never going to get the answer to this. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl? Number one answer was brown. Kind of gross. Number 2 answer also is gross, yellow. Number 3, red, still gross. Number 4, green. That I don't understand. Number five is black. But the last one will never... You guys, I guarantee you, you'll never guess what it is, all right? Maybe if I keep saying you'll never guess it, you'll figure it out because it'll be the most far from your mind, all right? And then, okay, this another question. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. So far, we have all but one, two... We have three left of the eight, all right? And number another question is... Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And there are only two left on that. The first, number one, was car or a truck. Number four was restaurants. Number five was medications. Number six was beer, which I would have thought would be number one, but that was number six. So we have two other things that you'll see ads for. And they are right. You'll see a lot of ads for that. They're trying to sell stuff, so you'll see ads for it. Okay, and then the last question we put up, if you're still playing, if there was a store that sold only husbands, this is only if you're in the market for a husband, most people would try to buy one with what? And they don't mean with what type of coin. They mean... With what type of, well, what type of person they are, okay? Or what they might have, you know? If I was going to get a husband, I'd want one that had a Jaguar or a Rolls Royce or some real fancy car. Because I am never going to spend the money to get one of those fancy cars. Never, ever. A car is the thing to get you from place A to place B. The only way I'm going to get a really fancy one is if my wife gets one. And I don't think she's going to. All right, let's go to the phone. We have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
For the husband.
Yes.
I would want someone handy.
Someone handy. Let's see if you hit the... Let's see. I think it's a great answer, but it's wrong. I'm sorry.
Really?
I would have thought that would have been one of the top two. The number one you will go, oh, my goodness, of course that's the answer. But... Why it is I don't know why there isn't a handyman thing on there. It should be. Good try.
I agree. Nice to have a handyman around. Thank you.
Yeah, but my wife doesn't have one, so I don't qualify.
My dad was not one either, but he was made up for it in other ways. Very kind man, so.
My dad was a minister.
He can't have it all.
My dad was a minister. He was a carpenter of souls.
I love that. Perfect.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. My dad didn't teach me a thing as far as putting anything together. All right. Let's go back to the phone and see what we've got here. Hi. You're on the air. How can we help you?
For the husband, I say a mechanic.
A mechanic. You know, that's pretty close to the handyman that the lady just called. But it's not on here. Boy, that would be a great answer, too. Just like the handyman and the mechanic, why wouldn't you want a husband like that?
For repairs,
yeah. Sure. Why spend money if your husband can fix it? But it's not on there. Thanks. Bye-bye. I love that we're getting women calling in on this. Like I told you, I think earlier, I went down the list, and I only... qualify for half of them things that I have, so I'm probably not going to get selected here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Has someone won with money?
Yeah, I know that's on there. Hang on just a second. Let me look back. And by the way, on my phone, it tells me your name and your husband's name, so you should be careful here. let's see. Bank account is number 1, 2, 3, 4. Bank account is, no, number 5. I'm sorry. I would have thought that would have been up toward the top, but you're right. Atta girl.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Money. Money, 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 money.
Good answer, good answer. And that's our first correct answer on the question, if there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? And they don't mean with what type of money. They mean what would they have? Well, one of the answers is a bank account or money. I'm not sure you have to have a bank account. Money is really the answer. All right, let's go to the phone and see what we got here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, how about a chef?
A chef, somebody that cooks, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see here. I would have thought that would have been toward the top two, but you know it's not on there. Now, see, if it had been on there, I would have scored pretty well. I'm a pretty good cook, but
need a mechanic and a chef and
yes,
a handyman.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, my wife doesn't like the food I cook.
Oh, well, I like almost any.
Okay. All right. I'm dumping my wife. You and I are going out.
Okay.
See you later. Thanks for the answer. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry. I think she's right, though. I think a lot of women would like a husband that can cook. And I don't mean just steaks. Every husband can cook steaks over the grill, right? Or drop them. Well, have you ever done that? Ooh. You don't tell anybody. You pick it back up and put it back on the fire. Hope it burns off the leaves that got caught on it when it fell on the ground. But I'm a pretty good cook. I like to cook with herbs. My wife hates herbs. So sometimes I throw them in and I don't tell her. I have lots of herbs in my garden. I have sage and I have rosemary and thyme. And what other? I have... several Italian things like basil and parsley and oregano, and I sneak them in. I don't tell her they're in there. And really, you know, if you cook with herbs, it's not like they jump off the plate at you. It just kind of mellows the flavor a little bit. We had lasagna last night, and it was, you know, a cheap lasagna that we bought frozen, right? So I didn't tell her, but I did put some basil, crumbled up basil over the top of it. She didn't notice. Good. Let's see, I also put some oregano, a little bit of oregano over the top of it. And she didn't notice anything. So anyway, okay, we've got four questions going right now. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And we only have two answers left on that one. Tell me a word that rhymes with election, and we have one, two, three answers to that one. Only one answer to the question, when you enter a bathroom, what color do you really not want to see in the toilet? You're never going to answer that one, I'll guarantee it. And then the last question, if there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? And so far, the only one that was correct was bank account. I would have thought that would have been, well, at least two. Number one is going to be real obvious. When you hear it, you're going to say, well, I should have said that. And it's kind of related to a bank account. All right. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're kind of having some fun today. My apologies to Scott. I really didn't think it was going to sell, but it has. Here, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
On the ball game, would it be razor blades or something to do with shaving?
Oh, boy, that's a good answer. But it's not the correct one, according to Parade Magazine.
Okay, and then on the the husband, good
yes.
looks?
Oh, of course, he's got to have good looks. You know, I'm not sure. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
They say, okay, I'm going to give you that because this one says a great body or butt.
Oh.
And that's kind of good looks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you that one.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I lost my body and my butt a long time ago. At 75, my body is where my butt should be, and my butt is where my body is gone. It's a mess.
That happens to us all.
All right. Have a nice day. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, me. I'm going to give her that. Atta girl. It doesn't say handsome, but it does say a good body and good butt. And, yeah, I'm going to give her that. She gets an atta girl. All right, we're going back to the phones. Boy, we're getting a lot of people calling in on this. I'm really glad. All right, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Uh-oh. This is one of our previous callers. Somehow or other, I hit the wrong button here. You're on the air. Can you hear us? Oh, my. I'm so sorry. Call us back. You know, when you got an amateur playing, with the board, you sometimes mess up. Okay, I'm going to go back. This is the same person. I'm not sure we'll get through, but we'll find out. Hi, you're on the air. How can we
help you? Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name.
That stupid answer thing. All right. I'm going to give it a minute here. My phone is going nuts. I don't know if you can hear that, but the phone is going crazy, and I'm going to shut it off. There we go. There we go. I shut it off. I'm not a great engineer. I get it done, but I have to think about things. Yeah, you're listening here to, what do we call this show? On the Air, right? And we're doing a lot of Family Feud, and we're getting lots of answers, lots of good ones, but you'll never get the one that, what color do you really not want to see in the toilet bowl when you go there? You'll never get it. Never, ever. I'm going to give it to you here in about 20 minutes, but you'll go, that's nuts. Now, these are all arranged for us by Parade Magazine, and so blame them, not me. I wasn't the one that told you exactly what the answers were. I told you the answers, but they were arranged for us by Parade Magazine. We're having some fun. I ought to do this more often. Hang on. You're on the air. Hi. How can we help?
I want to get a husband with a big old bank account.
Big old bank account. You know what? I gave that to a lady who said she wanted somebody with money, and I gave it to her. But bank
you gave
account.
You the money? Or you gave
bank account was the correct answer, but I kind of fudged and gave her that. Okay?
Yes.
You're
all right.
At a girl.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Oh, man. You see, I cheated and got caught in my own cheat. But I thought, you know, she said bank account. The lady said money, and of course, a bank account is money, right? But bank account is the exact way it was worded, all right? And if I were, and I'm not in a market for a husband, but if I were, that would be one of my first things. Actually, my wife, her family was quite well-to-do, and I did know that when we married. I married my wife for her legs. She had great legs. Still does have great legs. But her daddy was a doctor and a surgeon, and they had plenty of money. And I didn't mind that. Now, her father was my doctor, and my father was her minister, so we kept it all in the family. We had a good time, and as we lived in my mother and father-in-law's houses for quite some time. We called them our house, but they really owned them and let us live in them. A couple different places in Valparaiso, Indiana. But anyway, Okay, we're getting a little closer to the end here, and I know I'm going to have to give you the answer on that color thing. But the questions we've got so far is, if there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? And they don't mean with what type of cash. They mean buy one with what, like, well, the two answers we've gotten so far were good looks and money. So that's what they're looking for, okay? We still have an opening, and I think this is kind of vague. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And the two answers that they have, I'm not sure. One of them was good. The other one, I think, is kind of vague. I'm not sure. I suppose you do see that, especially if you're watching a local team. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hardcore Bowl. Would that be red?
Red. No, you're close, but not red. Thanks for your guess, Bob. All right. Talk to you later. Bob has been very active today. I think that's his fourth call today. I think he's been right once out of the four, but, you know, maybe twice. That's why we play the game, so that we can laugh at each other, right? You might as well know who you're laughing at. I'm Glenn Coble, and we will do a Swap Shop, by the way, right after this in the next 45-minute period. If you have anything to sell, you know, like some of your tchotchkes you have that you've been wanting to get rid of, or crud that you have out in the garage and you wanted to get rid of, or you have a party going on that you want to tell people about at your church, give us a call. And we got a caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
What about purple on the color?
Ooh-wee. No, but boy, that would scare you, wouldn't it, if you went in and saw purple?
Any color, really.
Yes. I'm not fond of clear water is all I want to see.
Yeah. Or the blue, you know, for yes. You to buy those little blue tablets to put in there.
Yeah, my wife scared the daylights out of me. We never have had blue in our toilet, and about a month ago, she put one of those in our basement toilet, and I thought, oh, no, what's going wrong? And she told me.
And then on husband, what yes. about a good job?
Absolutely number one, you're a winner. Yeah, and a girl, that's the number one selection. Gotta have a good job.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, gotta have a good job. I couldn't believe people didn't catch that one quicker. Now, it's related to the money thing, but a good job is a little different than the money. You can have a good job that doesn't land you tons of money. I've always had good jobs that I didn't get paid very well for. When I was assistant athletic director at two different schools, I got paid peanuts. A matter of fact, I started at one of the colleges. Now, this is a long time ago, but I started at I think $10,000 a year, maybe $9,000 a year, and I had to pay about $2,000 in commuting stuff because I took a train in and out, but we won't go into my stupidity, all right? All right, job was the number one answer to that. The store that sold only husbands, most people would try to buy one with a job. All right, we're getting close down there. I'm going to give you the answer to that one on the color. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? I must have hit that hard because I heard a lot of noise when I did it. Call back. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible phone puncher here. For some reason or other, I don't do it right. Okay. I've cleared the thing. I'm going to clear the phone here. So I hope I'm not hanging up on somebody. Well, here comes an incoming call. All right. Let's see if I can get this right this time. Hi, you're on the air.
Chartreuse.
That would scare the daylights out of me.
What is it that I
answer?
No, it's not. But the answer is almost as stupid as that one.
Okay.
Thanks for your try. Bye-bye. All right. Chartreuse. I just like to say that word. I don't know what color chartreuse is. I think it's some form of yellowish green. Is that correct? But I just like saying the word chartreuse. Makes me feel like I'm French, I guess. Oh, we got about 13 minutes left to go. And in about 10 minutes, I will tell you the answer to that one for the question, when you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope you don't see in the toilet bowl? And chartreuse is not an answer. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. You know what, Bob? You ruined my day. You're right, pink. Why would you ever have pink in a toilet bowl? When I told you that red was close, I thought maybe I was giving it away. But pink, I'd rather have chartreuse than pink. How about you?
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Bob.
Yep.
Have a good day. All right, Bob is the winner. I really didn't think anybody would answer that, but I knew when he said red, and I said, well, it's close. What's close to red? It's got to be pink. And he got it. He got it right. That was kind of fun, though, leading you guys on, all right? Okay, so we cleared that one out. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl? Number one was brown. Number two was yellow. Number three was red. Number four was green. Number five was black. And number six was pink. And we cleared that one out. I'm surprised we actually have cleared one out, all right? Okay, so we're down to three questions. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And there are two answers left on that one. We've gotten four. And beer was the last of those. I would have thought beer would have been at the top, but it was not. Car and or truck was at the top. And I guess that's probably true. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. We have one, two, three left. And the number one one that rhymes with election has not been chosen yet. All right, and or maybe it has and I didn't cross it out. Yes, it has. I'm sorry. We have one, two. We only have two left in that one. And, okay, this is my favorite because all the ladies are calling in on this one. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to pick one with what? So far we've had one with bank account or one with handsome. The answer was great butter or good body. But I gave her handsome because that is kind of what people consider handsome, right? I guess. Actually, handsome has more to do with the facial features, but I gave it to her anyway, so it's already too late. I'm sorry. I had to switch off my mic here for a second and do a little coughing. I hope you're feeling well. The day has been going really well. We only have 10 minutes left to go. We're on the air. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'll be with you for 10 more minutes, and then we'll have a 15-minute break and do the news and do the weather and do all that stuff, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have Swap Shop. And on Swap Shop, you can call in and say, I have a toaster oven I'd like to sell, used toaster oven. Or I have, we have a bazaar at my church. I'd like you to come to that. Or I have a yard sale that I'd like to announce for this weekend, coming weekend. Or anything like that. The only thing we don't take, the only things that we don't take are things that you have to have registered, you know, like guns or cars or houses or that type of thing. We won't take those. And I prefer to keep it. Some people will like to call and give you a list of about 15 things. We'd like to keep it down to four maximum. Most people call with one or two, but four should be the maximum, I think. Okay? All right. We've got about 9 minutes left to go, and you're listening to Glenn Coble here on the air. And
I have been very pleasantly surprised. I got about 9 minutes left to go. If somebody wants to give Kazoo Man a ride, you have to go down and pick him up tonight. You have to pick him up about 6 o'clock because you have to have him back here at the station at 7 o'clock for our 7th anniversary edition, and then he needs a ride back. That's why we're struggling to find somebody, but, you know, it'd be great fun. I understand that he is hilarious when you're riding with him. That's what Scott told me. And so if you're interested in helping us out and getting Kazoo Man a ride back and forward, give us a call here at the station. I'll be glad to take your number. All right, we've got another phone caller. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Let's try patience for a husband.
Ooh, let's try it, but I can't believe anybody would think any husband is patient. Let me look here. Nope, not on there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't wait to hear what these are.
Well, I would like a wife with patience, but she doesn't have that either, so.
Oh, boy.
I don't have much either. But, no, I'm sorry. I think that's a good answer, but it's
okay.
Not on my
list. Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Patience. That would be wonderful to have a spouse with patience. One of the reasons why we had a disagreement this week, my wife and I, is I have very little patience and my wife has none. So patience would be good to have in our house. We lost our puppy about 3 or 4 months ago, and I'm looking to get another puppy. And I think she's kind of softening on that. But the one thing the puppy always did for me at night, because she couldn't get up on the bed, I would sleep with her on the couch because it was nice and low, and she gave me patience. She gave me that the warmth in my heart that I could be more forgiving and understanding. That's what I'm telling my wife anyway. All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble, and you're listening to On the Air, and we'll be here another 6 minutes, and we're doing Family Feud. Now, I will, if we get down to the final 2 minutes, I will give you the answers that we haven't hit upon so that you won't go to bed tonight tossing and turning, thinking, what is the answer to that question? And many of them you'll probably say, that's nuts. but they're made up for us from surveys that Parade Magazine did. So don't blame it on me, all right? All right. Let's see. We're down to about 4 minutes. We got a phone caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, he has a good attitude.
Good attitude. Let's see. That's surely got to be on here. You know what? I'm going to give you that. And the reason why is number two on the list says personality or humor.
That's what I was trying to think, but I couldn't come up with the word.
All right, personality. I'm giving it to you. Atta girl.
Like a good attitude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something I don't have, so you ought to commiserate with my wife.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, thank you for your answer, and you got an answer correct. All right.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Good attitude or good personality, sense of humor. You know, I really do have a pretty good sense of humor. When I'm mad, I don't, but most of the time I do have a pretty decent sense of humor. I'm not sure about my personality. You'll have to ask Scott or my wife or somebody that knows me better. I always thought my personality was great, and then I found out that some people don't think that. What's going on there? How can they not think I have a great personality? Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go back to the phone. We have a phone caller. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Husband with a nice house.
Husband with a nice house. You know, that goes along with several of the things that were on there. Let me check and see if that's on there. You know, it says bank account, and that probably includes that nice house, but nice house isn't on there. But thanks for your try.
Yeah, I was curious about something, too.
Sure.
Why were you off the air for a day or two?
Back when we had or television. We had a TV or antenna problem.
Okay.
That cut us off the air. That'll do it.
That'll do it, yep. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling and for your concern. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that was kind of a pain in the neck. We weren't totally off the air. If you lived in the right direction from the station, you could get us, but a lot of people couldn't. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about protection with election?
Well, protection with election. Now I can't find election. Where's the election thing? Election. Yes, protection is on there. Great.
Now, how about do you say connection? How about collection?
You know what? That's not on there, but that should have been on there, but that's not on there. We only have one left, and that's not it.
All righty.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, somebody had already called in on collection, so you're right. But
connection.
Oh, connection, not collection. No, we didn't have connection.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. This was fun. I hope you guys had a great time. I did, and we're down to the last, 2.5 minutes, I guess. And when we get down to the last minute, I will give you the rest of the answers on here. And I really appreciate you calling in. It made my day, and I've got, I have about 90 more questions I can ask. My list of questions are very long, and we didn't even scratch the surface. Let's go back to the phone one more time. Hi, you're on the air.
On the election one, did you have perfection?
Perfection is the last answer. You're great. Thank you.
Okay.
That gets me off the hook now on that one. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Goodbye.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, that clears out that one. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. We had selection, erection, perfection, detection, protection, rejection, collection, and section. We had all sorts of things, and there were lots more. All right, we're down to the last minute, so I'm going to give you the answers. So don't call in, because we're almost ready out of time. There were two questions that we didn't get totally answered. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Now, the first one of these, you're going to say, yeah, that's right. The second one, you're going to kind of scratch your head, okay? The first one is baseball games and tickets. Yeah, most of the teams do advertise their tickets on their games. The second one was equipment or jerseys. I guess they do that, especially if they have a star that they're trying to sell his jersey or something. But that one was kind of weak, I thought. Anyway, all right, and then the last question that we didn't get totally answered. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? And we had a warranty. You women want one with a warranty. A heart or character, and we kind of had that. Head of hair and a brain.
DH Radio.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you in about 15
FM,
minutes.
LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place for the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurs.